Teshir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin the famous second parak of Bava Metzia, Eilu Metzia Shalom, a parak that many people learn at the start, Haskolos have a Gemara, when they're younger children, and the Ezra Shem, we can revisit it again today, but it's a Shem at a little bit higher level. We are learning today, Leilu Nishmas, Zelda Wolfson, Zelda Sophia Bas Eliezer, also Dora Engelstein, Devorah Bas Shimon, and Helen Kirschenbaum, Chayasara Bas Elio, and Mark Grossinger. All the shots we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzahal. They should be successful in everything that they do. They should be safe. They should bring back the Chatufim, the Mehera, in good health. And Be'ezus Hashem, they should be Shalom and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up at the brand new Perek, the brand new Mishnah, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, Eilu Metzios Shalom, Ve'elu Chai L'Hachris. The Mishnah is going to start to tell us those Metzios, those findings, those things that you find that you are entitled to keep for yourself, Metzios Shalom. And then in the next Mishnah, we're going to really learn more about Ve'elu Chai L'Hachris. Which ones, if you find them, you have an obligation to go and return them. Hoshev Tishivim Lo, you have to go and return somebody their lost items. So we begin with the Eilu Metzios Shalom. These are the Metzios that if you find them, you are allowed to go and keep them. And the underlying theme between all of them, Rashi is going to tell us, is that they don't have the Ein Lohem Simon. They don't have a Simon Nikar, something that is clearly recognizable that the person can say, yeah, that is mine. So if they lose it, they don't have an expectation that they will be able to get it back because they have no simon on it. And therefore, Iyushe Me'ayish, they will give up hope. They will have Yeyush. And here we'll have one of the major fundamental machlokas in between Abaye and Rava when we get to the Gemara of Yeyush Shalomidas. And we'll see this when we get to the Gemara. And in this situation where the person has Yeyush, the Hevelahu Hefker, it becomes Hefker. It's not clear in the postgame when it becomes Hefker. Does it become Hefker immediately, or does it only become Hefker when somebody else picks it up? In any event, Vizehu Tam Kulam. Rashi explains this will be the reason for all of the items in the Mishnah, which it says that these Metzios, if you find them, are yours. So, Eilu Metzios Shalom, Matzah Peros Mifuzarim. If you find the fruit that are spread out, in other words, there is no simon on them, they are unrecognizable. You wouldn't be able to prove that those are your fruits. There's no simon at all, and therefore a person is miyayish. Mos Mifuzarim. If you find the money that is spread out, it's scattered around, and it clearly has no simon on it. My quarters are no different than your quarters. And therefore, there's no clear way by the pattern that was put out. It wasn't placed over there. It was just found all spread out. And therefore, if you find Moos Mifuzaros, you can keep it yourself. Similarly, if you find Krichos Virishus Harabim, if you find stalks, small little bundles of sheaves in the general Rishus HaRabim, in the public area, so then there is no simon on them. They're assuming, even if they did have some sort of a simon, Rashi says, these Omrim Kitanim, these small little sheaves, if they did in fact even have a simon on them, since they're in the Rishus HaRabim, Rashi says, Shakol Doshin Alayu, everybody steps on them. The Im HaYor Simon Nikosher Aleim, and if there was some sort of a simon in the way that they were bound together, Harei Hi Nishchais, it is destroyed. And therefore, the person gives up hope and doesn't have any expectation of being able to get it back. Similarly, v'igulei dvela. These are cakes of pressed figs. So these figs are pressed in the same way for everybody, and there's nothing unique about them. And therefore, if you were to lose them, there's no way you would have a simon on them, and you'll give up hope of getting them back. Similarly, kikoros shonachtom, the bread that a baker makes. Nachtom is a public baker. So these are all very similar. If you ever go to a bakery, all the challahs look the same. They're all identical. They're so professional that they make them all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're all exactly the same. So therefore, if you were to lose such breads, there would be no simon on them, as opposed to a private person who bakes. So everyone is a little bit different, and they have their own unique shape, and there would be a way to recognize them, and the person wouldn't give up hope of getting it back. But the public baker's bread, the bakery's bread, the loaves from the bakery, the person has no simon on them and doesn't expect to get them back, and therefore it's miyayish. Similarly, machrozo shel dogim. If you have a bunch of fish that are strung together, so these are all standard. There's no difference between my fish that are strung together and your fish that are strung together. There's no simon on them, so the person loses them, he'll give up hope, and therefore you're allowed to keep them if you find them. Similarly, v'chatichos shel basar, if you have pieces of meat. So these pieces of meat, they're all cut the same way. There's nothing different one versus the other. And therefore, a person will give up hope of ever getting them back. Similarly, the gizei tzemer halakuchim mimidinosan. If you have pieces of wool that were freshly sheared off the sheep, so these are essentially the same, as Rashi points out in Dibur Masel Mimidinosan. Kimo shehen gizuzos kishar kol gizas hamidina. These are all identical, as opposed to Rashi says lafuke habos mibeis ha'uman. As opposed to, and we'll learn in the next Mishnah, those that come from the Beis HaUman, the professionals' way of making the flax is different than somebody just shears it straight off the sheep. So if these are straight from the Medina, so to say, if they're just sheared off from the sheep without having anything done to them, so then there's no simen on them, and therefore the person gives up hope of getting it back, and you can keep it. Similarly, va'anitze pishton, if you have these bundles of flax, again, Rashi uses some foreign language words for this, but they're basically these bundles of flax that have nothing special about them. It's before they were processed in any way, and therefore they're not unique. There's no simen on them, and the person will give up hope of ever getting them back, and therefore you can keep it. And finally, ulashono shel argaman. Rashi explains that this is tzemer saruk. This is wool that has been combed. Umoshuch kimin loshon, and it's been stretched out in a certain way, so that it's what they call a tongue of wool, and then it's dyed. Bitzavua argamon umitsuyon heim. The critical factor here is that these are very common. So these purple tongues of wool, so they are not in any way unique, and therefore a person will not have any simon on them. He'll give up hope of getting it back. And all of these, harei elu shelo. The person who finds them is allowed to keep them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of the Tanakhama Rabbi Meir. Review that qualifies this, review the Omer, kol sheyesh bo shinoy, if there is something unusual about it, there is some sort of a simon on it, then chayiv lahachriz, then he says you are obligated to go and make a public announcement, say I found this. You say, I found something, and anybody lost it, you say, listen, I found this item. You don't give any description of it, and therefore if anybody has lost that item, they can come and give a simon on it, and then they can get it back. So what's the example, Ketzad? For example, Motzah Eagle, if you found this Igule Dvela, so that normally we said does not have a simon on it, but here, Ubisoch Cheres, it has a piece, a shard of pottery that is stuck into it. Now that is a simon. So therefore the person says, well, my Igule Dvela here, I can claim that that's mine. So therefore, he won't give up hope. And therefore, if you find it, you have to make an announcement. I found some things. And then the person will say, well, did it have a shard of pottery in it in such a way? So then he'll be able to get it back because he has a simon. Similarly, if you have a kikar, if you have a loaf of bread, ubesochu mos, right? You make a shlissel challah, right? So this person says, well, there's a red key inside that challah. So therefore, he doesn't give up hope of getting it back because he has a simon on it. So in these situations, you have to go and announce it. That's what Yehuda adds. Finally, Mishnah concludes with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "Kol clay an puria." The Gemara will explain these clay an puria means a certain type of kli that is so new that the person doesn't have a chance to familiarize himself with the kli, and therefore he doesn't really have a simon on it. If he'd use it for a couple of times, he would say, "Oh yeah, there's a little nick over there. Oh yeah, there's a little discoloration over there." He might have some sort of a simon on it, but this is a brand new kli. The Gemara will explain kol clay an puria, so ein chayv lahachris. So then the person who finds it, he doesn't have to go and announce it because there's no way that the owner of this kli would be able to give it as have a simon on it and be able to say it over to get it back. Okay, that's the Mishnah, Eilu Metziyah Shalom. Gemara starts off and we'll explain many of these items. I did a lot of it outside already, now we'll see it inside. Matzah Peros Mifuzar. He said in the Mishnah, if you find the spread out fruits, so then you don't have to announce it because the owner, Mistama, has given up hope, has been Miyayish, and therefore you get to keep them. Now, how do we define spread out? Vikama. So Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, spread out is defined as having a certain amount of fruits, a kav's worth of fruit, b'arba amma, spread out over a 4 amma by 4 amma area. So therefore, in this type of spreading out, and we'll explain why, this is considered something that is too much tircha to go and pick up, and at the same time, it's not choshev enough to go and return for that amount of tircha. Essentially, that's what the Gemara is going to tell us. So the Gemara says, hechi dami. What are we talking about that a kav of fruit is spread out over dalet amos? E derech defila, if it just fell out, as Rashi says, im matzim, the person who found it, derech defila, in other words, he found it totally just spread out. Sheesh ladas, shlohun chusham, it's clear that it wasn't placed over there, midas, with the intention of the person, elanoflu. It's clear that it fell out. So if it fell out, so Afilu tuvanami. What difference does it make if it's only a kav in four amos? But more than that, it's not considered that you can pick it up. Why not? Even if there's more than that, if it fell out, the person is miyayish. She doesn't have a simon on it. So if it's two kavs that fell out, why would that not be a case of yayish as well? Because it was mefila. But you tell me it was iderach inuach. It was placed over there. So then, why do you need a kav? Afilu batsumihachi. Even if it was less than the kav's worth, if the guy placed it there, he's expected to come back and get it. So nami lo. So in that situation, even if it's less than the kav's worth, then it shouldn't be something that you should be able to keep. Why are we saying that only a kav, the arba amos, is considered spread out? So that's the question on Rav Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ukba Bar Chama. Rav Ukba Bar Chama comes to explain Rav Yitzchak, and he says, we are dealing with something that's called b'machan shata debei dore askinon. Rashi explains, in Dibro Amasko, b'machnashta, and he says, b'shas asifas gronos. We're not talking about where the person dropped it and doesn't know about it. We're dealing over here with, he's at the silo, he's at the place where they're gathering all the grain, v'kan doshon baleim, and it has already been threshed to a certain extent, the nosu es ikor, and they took the bulk of it, and this is the leftover stuff, the nosru elu, and this is the stuff that's left over. And now, is it worthwhile for the person to come back and get it? That's what Rav Yitzchak is saying. We apply kav bi'arba amos. Not that it was dropped over there, but this was after he finished working on it. This is the stuff that's left on the ground. So, if you're dealing with a kav bi'arba amos, if this is the amount that's left on the floor after you threshed it, a kav spread out over a 4x4 area, 4x4 amos. So this is a lot of work. The nafish terchayhu, it's a lot of work to go pick up these little pieces over here. And therefore, the person says it's not worth it. Lo tarach inish, and he leaves it over there. The lo hadar, he's not going to go return for that. The lo hadar asi, v'shakalu. And therefore, another person is allowed to go and take it. Because, afkure mafgalhu, this amount is small enough and requires too much tircha for the guy to come back and get it. So he's essentially made it hefker, and anybody else is allowed to go and take it. But if it's less than that, batsumihachi, a smaller amount than that, it's very easy. It's not so much tircha to go pick it up. So a person will say, I'll come back for this. Tarach v'hadar asi v'shakaluhu v'lo mifkaluhu. So therefore, if it's a smaller amount than this, it's considered easy enough. The tircha aspect here is not that great, so the guy will come back and get it. After all, it's worth something. If it's a kav's worth, it's too much of a tircha. He says, it's just not worth it. If it's less than a kav, he said, okay, I'll come back and get it. So that's where Rav Yitzchak got the kav, the arba amos. Now we're going to have a series of questions from Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah is famous throughout Shas for asking these types of questions. But Rav Yirmiyah asked, okay, Rav Yitzchak, you're saying that the din is that if you left there a kav that's spread out over 4 amos by 4 amos, that is considered something that he's mafkir. He doesn't come back to get it because it's too much work, and therefore the person who wishes to take it can go and take it. So Rav Yirmiyah asks, what about if it was a chatzi kav b'shtei amos? What happens if it was a half a kav's worth, but it's spread out only over 2 amos? What's the halacha? Mahu. Now, what's the possibility over here? Do we say kav b'arba amos? The reason why Rav Yitzchak had said that if it's a kav spread out over 4 amos by 4 amos, that you're allowed to go and keep it for yourself because the owner was miyayish. Why? Time of mind. What was the reasoning? Mishum dinofish terchayu, because we said it was too much work. Well, guess what? Chatzi kav b'shtei amos, given the low nofish terchayu, it's not so much work to pick up a chatzi kav that's spread out over 2 amos, so maybe in that situation, lo mivkar luhu, and therefore a person who finds it is not allowed to go and keep it. He has to wait till the owner returns for it because the owner never was mafkirit, and the owner will come back and get it. Or do we say no? Oduma, mishum de lo chashivi. But this is only a half a kav. It's not worth that much. And therefore, the chatzi kav b'shtei amos, kiven de lo chashivi, mafkir lehu. Or do we say, since it's such a small amount, it's not chashav, even though there's not a lot of tircha, but just not a lot of value there. So therefore, the owner, in fact, is mafkirit. And there are a number of different ways how to understand how this chatzi kav is spread out over 2 amos. Tosus discusses this a little bit, but we'll just learn it nice and simple. The point over here is, it's not a lot of work, so maybe the owner is coming back for it, or do we say, no, it's just not worth it. It's not very chashuv, and therefore, even though it's not a lot of work, the owner is not coming back for it. That's the first question. Reviewer then asks, what about if you have kabayim bishmona amos? If you have twice as much, you have 2 kavs, and it's spread out over 8 amos. What do we say? Mahu. Certainly, this is a lot of work. If one kav spread out over four amos was considered too much work, so certainly, kav chomer, the kosher cane, certainly, kabayim bishmona amos, kiva the nefisha terchayu tvei mavkilhu. Since if one kav spread out over four amos is considered too much work, so certainly, two kavim spread out over eight amos is a lot more work than that, and obviously, the owner is mavkrit, and you can go and take it. Or on the other side of the coin, Oduma, maybe not. Mishum de lo chashivi, maybe the reason was, one kav is just not worth it, certainly for that amount of tircho, but kabayim, mishmona amos, but if it's two kavs, that's a lot, kivin the chashive, so that's worth a lot of money. So he's willing to do the extra work at lo mivkaluhu, and the owner is not mafkrit. Ravimi asked another question, what about kav shumshimin, arba amos? When you had said a kav in arba amos, by arba amos, that was fruit, which is easier to pick up than shumshimi, than sesame seeds. So kav shumshimin, if you have a kav of shumshimin, sesame seeds, be arba amos by arba amos, mahu, what is the halacha? Do we say the reason why the fruits, kav be arba amos, time of my, because mishum de lo chashivi, it wasn't important enough. And that's why it wasn't worth it for him to go back and get it. However, vishumshim, which are much more expensive, kivin the chashive, they're more valuable, they're more expensive, so the guy's going to go back and get them. And therefore, lo mivkar luhu, he's not making them hefker. Or they would say, no, if it was tircha, so certainly, if peiros are a tircha, shumshimi, which is much smaller, it's vada going to be a bigger tircha. Odiomo, do we say, nishum de nofish tirchayu, the reason why we said kav of fruit, biarba amos, it's not worth your while to go back and get it, nishum de nofish tirchayu, it's too much work. And alach has kama v'kama, v'koshkein shumshimi, which are much smaller and much more difficult to pick up. And as a result, kiva the nafish terachayu tvei. It's much more difficult to pick up. The guy's definitely not coming back for it. He's mafkirit, mafkir lahu, and therefore you're allowed to go and take it. And the final question from Yirmiyah: what about kav tamrei bi'arba amos or kav rimone bi'arba amos? Mahu? What's the halacha if it was a kav of dates or a kav of pomegranates that was spread out over this dalet amos? What's the halacha in this situation? Do we say kav bi'arba amos? Time of my. What was the reasoning that we said a kav? Originally, Rav Yitzchak had said, in four amos, is because you are saying, mishum de lo chashive, it's not important enough. Well, kav tamrei bi'arba amos, and kav rimoni bi'arba amos, nami, they're also not that important. They're not that expensive. Kivin lo chashive, so mafkilu, the person will be mafkrit. What do we say? No, the reasoning was tircha, o dilma, mishum de nefisha techai. When Rav Yitzchak was talking about the kav bi'arba amos, that was talking about various types of doggone of grain that it's much more difficult to all pick up. But kav tamrei bi'arba amos or kav rimoni bi'arba amos, even the low nefesh techayu, they're much easier to pick up. They're bigger. And therefore, even though they're not so chasha, but it's really easy to pick them up. Therefore, the owner says, why would I give up my stuff? Lo mavkilu. And he's not mavkirit. And therefore, you can't go and take it. So in all four of these cases, Rav Yirmiyah had said, there were two sides to the coin over here. Do we look at the tircha aspect, or do we look at the choshev aspect? And what is the halacha? My and teku. We don't give an answer to any of Rav Yirmiyah's questions. Gemara continues, says it, when we return to Chafalaf on the Beis, they said over the Beis Medrash, Yeyush Shalom Midas, and here we introduce the famous Machokis that I mentioned, one of the Yal Kagam, the first of the Yal Kagam, that's the Yud, which is Yeyush, in the Yal Kagam mnemonic for the six places throughout Shas, that we paskin like Abaya over Rava. Normally we paskin like Rava over Abaya, but in these six cases, including Yeyush Shalom Midas, we paskin like Abaya. What is Abaya Shita? Abaya Mar, that if the owner did not know that his item was lost, so it's Yeyush Shalom Midas. As soon as he knows about it, the owner would definitely be Miyayish. But right now, he doesn't know that his item was lost, so he didn't have Yeyush yet. So Abaye Amar, in this situation, Lo Havi Yeyush. It's not called Yeyush because he doesn't know about it. So if you find it, you've essentially picked up his lost item, and you're acting as a shomer on his behalf. So even though he's subsequently Miyayish, big deal. It never left his possession. You are his shomer on it, and therefore, it's as if he still has it, and therefore, if he didn't know that it was lost, so he's not miyayish, even though as soon as he finds out that it's lost, he is miyayish. So Abaye says, Yeyush shelo midas, lo heve yeyush. And therefore, is not going to be considered that he has given up hope on it, and the person who finds it has essentially been a shomer for him, a shomer chinam for him, and has to go and return it to him. Rava disagrees. Rava amar, Yeyush shelo midas, heavy Yeyush. It is, in fact, considered Yeyush because the guy would be Miyayish as soon as he knows about it. So, right now, we say he's Miyayish. Now, we're going to spend the rest of this year trying to bring Rayas one way or the other to Abaya or to Rava. Now, before we do that, the Gemara is going to say which areas do they agree upon. So, bidaber sheyesh bo simen, if it's something that has a simen, so then everybody, kuli amalo plige, even Rava, who says that yeyosh, shalom idas, is yeyosh, but if there's a simen, then there's no yeyosh. Kuli amalo plige, the law of yeyosh, because it has a simen on it. The avogad the shomine dimiyayish lusov, and this is true. What's the chiddush over here? Obviously, if it has a simen on it, nobody says it's miyayish. This is true, even though he eventually does give up hope. But you found it before he eventually gives up hope. It has a simen on it, but listen, he's been announcing in shul, did anybody lose, find my wallet. It has my name on it. It has a beautiful engraving on it. This is the simonim on it. And he's not giving up hope getting it. No, he announces it every day for a month, and nobody returns it. So then he eventually gives up hope. But no, meanwhile, you had found it. And you found it, but you didn't know who it was. You came to shul one day, and you found it. And you've been putting up signs, but in the wrong places. And he doesn't know that you found it. So you had found it before he was miyayish. But afal gav de shamine de miyayish l'sof. And even though now we know for a fact that he's miyayish, that everybody agrees, even Rava, lo hevi yeyush. Because the chi osul yodei, when it came into your possession, when you found it, bisur de osul yodei. You got it, and it was not considered yours when you got it. It was considered his, and you're acting like a shomer for him. And therefore, the lechi yoda denof aminei, when he does find out that it fell from him, he wasn't miyayish because it has a simon, lo miyayish. And therefore, meima amar, he says, simon isli begavei, it has this unique marking on it, and I will eventually get it back. I'll give the simon, yohavno simon, v'shaklino le, and I'll go and take it back. So therefore, he doesn't give up hope. Everybody agrees to that, even though he subsequently did give up hope, even Rava says, that's lo hevi yayish. And likewise, they all agree, even Abai agrees, bezuto shoyan, if you have a river that overflooded. Rashi says, Mekomos b'sfas hayom, you have places near the bank of the river, shederach hayam lachzor liachorav, yud parsos, that the water will sometimes overflow in that area. And therefore, v'shotev mashemotzei sham, anything that's over there will be flooded away by the river and carried downstream. And therefore, in this situation, v'shlilu so shalnor, or if you have a river that is overflowing its banks, so in both of these situations, avo gav this b'simon, the guy lost a wallet that has his name on it, has his address in it, and everything, that's not considered something that he doesn't give up hope for. He does give up hope, because Rachmana Shaya, the Torah essentially says, in this situation, we'll see this in tomorrow's year, the Amud Beis will bring Psukim to support it. As we will learn over there, the Psukim tell us that this person is allowed to keep it. As Rashi says, on the Chav Beis, Amud Beis, tomorrow's shir, the Amud Beis, it will tell us, that you're allowed to go and keep it. In any event, everybody agrees to that. So where's the machlokas between Abai and Rava? That Abai says, lo hevi yeyush in yeyush lo midas, and Rava says, hevi yeyush. So there is the machlokas in the following situation. Keep ligi, bidav shem basimon, with something that doesn't have a simon on it. So Abai says, Abai omar, lo hevi yeyush. It's not considered yeyush, because the halo yodah didn't offer me nay. Abai's opinion is, he doesn't know yet that it's lost. So how can he give up hope if he doesn't know yet that it's lost? And therefore, when you find it before he's aware that it's been lost, so then you are picking it up on his behalf. You're acting as a shomer. And therefore, even if he subsequently does realize its loss and does subsequently give up hope, but it hasn't left his possession, and therefore you have to return it to him. Rava says, no, Rava Mar, have yeyush, it is considered yeyush. Yeyush lomidas is considered yeyush because the lechi yodah did off aminei. As soon as you realize that it fell from you, miyayush, you give up hope because it has no simon on it. Name Rava Mar, simona lesli begavei, and therefore may hash tohu de miyayush. Since the guy will eventually give up hope, we view it as if he gave up hope the minute that it's lost from his body. The loss from his person. Okay, so this is the famous machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Now, we have a simon, pamgash, memak, giti, kichas, oz, and this is the mnemonic for the upcoming proofs that we're going to try to bring to show that either Rava or Abaya is the proof for them, for their shita of Yehu Shalomi Das. So the first ones are going to be to try and support Rava in that he says that Yehu Shalomi Das is in fact Yehush. Toshma, bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Peros Mifuzorin, if you have the fruit that's scattered. So, ho lo yoda dinofa mine. Now, we're dealing here that the owner doesn't know that it's fallen from him. And yet we say that, Hare Elu Shalom, these things are yours. So this is a classical case, isn't it? Our Mishnah of Yehu Shalom Das, the owner doesn't know it. And yet we say that these are the mitzios for you. Exactly like Rava, Kashon Abayi. Where it says, not necessarily so. Rav Ukiva bar Chama said, now, He said this on the Yom Aleph. Hocha b'mechnashta de bizrei askinon. The Bach changes around the gear, so you have to keep it exactly the same way that we had it on the Yom Aleph. B'mechnashta de beidore askinon. That we're dealing over here, not with the person lost it. This is, he intentionally left it behind because it wasn't chashiv, it was too much tircha. The aveda midasi. This is not a yeush lo midas. Our Mishnah is talking about Yeyush Midas, the guy who says it's not worth my effort, it's not expensive enough for me to go back and get it. So therefore, our Mishnah is no raya against Abaye. And it fits perfectly in with the Abaye Sheet. He says it's not talking about Yeyush Lo Midas. That was Midas. And therefore, our Mishnah doesn't prove anything against Abaye. Try again. Toshma. Next in the Mishnah we had, Mos Mefuzoros, if you found the money that was spread out, Harel Shlo, then you're allowed to go keep it because it has no simen. Am I? The guy doesn't know yet that it fell from his pocket, so therefore, isn't this exactly like Rava, Yeush Lomidas, Heavy Yeush, Raya to Rava, Kashon Abaye? Where it says, no. Hasamnami ki Rav Yitzchak. This can be answered, and we'll give this answer a number of times. We'll see Rav Yitzchak where he said this in a few moments. So ki Rav Yitzchak is going to say in a few moments, in that case, the Omar, Adam Asri Lemashmesh Bekiso Bechosho Vesha. Person's constantly aware of his wallet. He knows what's going on in his wallet. He knows, I have my wallet. Oh, I don't have my wallet. He's constantly touching and aware of the coins that he has in his pocket. And therefore, just like Rav Yitzchak said over there, that you can't say the person didn't know. It's not Yeush Lo Midas, it's Yeush Midas, because he knows that it fell from him. So there never is a case of Yeush Lo Midas with money in his pocket. Just like Rav Yitzchak is going to say that teretz over there, we'll say it over here too, in our Mishnah, Hochanami. Adam Asi L'mashmish Mekiso, person is regular going and checking to see, do I have my wallet, do I have my money, B'chol Shav V'shav, every second. And therefore, it's not a case of Yeush Lo Midas. He'll know almost immediately when he lost it. And therefore, it's not a riot to Rava, it's not a problem for Abaye, because our Mishnah is not talking about Yeyush Shalom Midas. Try again. Toshma, we learn from another case in our Mishnah, where it said, the Igule Dvela, or the Kikara Shonachtom, Harel Shalom, these types of pressed figs, or these baker's breads, they also have no simon on them, and therefore a person's allowed to keep them. Now again, am I? Why? Aren't we talking about lo yodan and alfa mine? Aren't we talking about that the owner isn't aware that he lost his pressed figs, or that the baker lost his challahs, and therefore his yeush lo midas, and yet the Mishnah says you get to keep him. Oh, a raya to rova, a kasha on a baye. Someone says, no, same thing over there. Hasam nami, there in the Mishnah, we're dealing with something that's pretty big. The igule dvela, the kikaro shel nachtom, aren't the little small thing that fell out of your pocket. This is a big loaf of bread. This is a large caked figs. And therefore, agav diakire, because they are physically heavy. Rashi explains that this is something that you would definitely notice. Your load is lightened. Kaved masa. And therefore, if it's so heavy, you suddenly say, hey, where's that thing that I was carrying? It fell off me. Again, Meida Yadabu, it's not a case of Yeush Lo Midas, because the person would be almost immediately aware of it. Try again. Toshma, from another part of our Mishnah, the Lushonu Shel Argamon, Hariel Shalom. Our Mishnah said if you had those tongues of the purple wool, which are very common, so then if they're lost, the person is allowed to keep them. Bamai, why? Hello, Yodad and Ophamine. Why don't again we say that it's Yeush Lo Midas, and our Mishnah says that you get to keep it if you found it? Oh, a Raya Tarava, Kashon Abaye. So the Gemara says again, Hosam Nami, Agad de Chashive, this stuff is very valuable, and therefore, Mim Mashmushe, Mim Mashmesh Behu, Uchid Rav Yitzchak. Again, this is exactly like what Rav Yitzchak said, that a person is going to go and count this on a regular basis, like Rav Yitzchak is going to tell us in a moment. So this din, the Rav Yitzchak says, you constantly are aware of it. So too, something's very valuable, a person is very much aware of it, and he'll notice immediately. So it's not a case of Yeyush Shalom Midas, it's a case of Yeyush Midas. And everybody agrees, if it's Yeyush Midas, because it has no simon on it, so even Abaye says in that situation, that the person who finds it gets to keep it. Try again. Toshma, we have the following braisa, and this is where Rav Yitzchak says his famous statement, the person constantly is a mashmesh b'kiso b'chol shov v'shah. So we learn in the braisa, Toshma, motzei moz b'vati k'nasios b'vati b'drashos or b'chol mokom shel rabbi mitzuyim sham. If you find money in any public place, such as in a shul, or in a base medrash, or in a large public gathering area, harei elu shlo, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because the owners have no simon on that money, and therefore they'll have given up hope for it. Now, aren't we talking about that the owner doesn't know about this, and therefore it's Yeush Lo Midas? And yet we say, like Rava, Yeush Lo Midas is considered Yeush This Bryce is a raya to Rava and a kasha on Abaye. So here, where Rav Yitzchok says his famous teretz, Rav Yitzchok, no, this is again not Yer Shlomi Das, because Adam Asui Lemashmesh Bekisa B'chol Shah V'Shah. The person goes and constantly is aware, did he or did he not check his pocket, and he'll know, I lost my wallet. So there never is a point in time that's Yeush Shlomi Das. It's Yeush Bidas. And Abaye agrees to that. That's not a problem. And we have no raya against Abaye from here about Yeush Shlomi Das. So we still have no proof against Abaye and no raya to Rava. Try again. Toshma, we learn a raya from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Peah, and the Mishnah tells us, may Amasai call Adam Mutar Meleket. We know Leket is when you have a certain gleanings that you have, and you drop them from your hand. So if you dropped one or two, you have to leave them for the poor people. So now, at what point in time is the Leket no longer only for poor people, but anybody can come and take it? So the Mishnah tells us, Bishayelchu bo hanimushos. We had this a little bit of time ago in the daf, and it means when the last stragglers go through the field. These are either very, very old people, they go through very slowly, and you can be guaranteed that there will be nothing left in the field after they've gone through. So the Gemara now tells us, Vamrina, my nemushos, who exactly are these nemushos? So Amar Rav Yochanan, this is Save de Ozle Atigra. These are the elderly people that walk with a cane, they have a walking stick, and they go therefore more slowly, Rashi explains, and therefore they're not going to miss anything. So if there was any leket here, guaranteed that these elderly people, these poor elderly people, would definitely have picked it up. So after they've gone through, nobody has any hope or expectation that there's any leket left there. So if there is any leket that they somehow missed, it is considered hefker. It's no longer for the aniyim. And this will be the question that we'll ask in a moment against Abaye and in favor of Rava. Reish Lakish gives a slightly different explanation. Reish Lakish Amar, likute basar likute. That they would have the next group, the first group of aniyim went through. So there might be some leket left behind. But Reish Lakish says when the second group goes through, likute basar likute, the collectors who went after the collectors, so then guaranteed that there's nothing left over here. I mentioned last week that there's a famous sefer, the likute basar likute, that is named a sefer because he gathers in many, many different shittos, beautiful shittos. He has it on all of Chumash and he has it on Pirkei Avos. And one of the listeners, Mr. Gerald Porath, so he mentioned that this was a favorite sefer of one of his relatives who also loved this sefer very, very much. In any event, the bottom line is Likute Basa Likute, or the Sabi Dios Leatigra, the other aniyim in the world have given up hope of getting any leket here, and that's why it's hefker. So the Gemara says, V'yamai, why do they all give up hope? Granted, Nhi Daniim, the Hacham Yashi. Okay, the Aniim that live right over here, that see these Nimushos, either the elderly people or the second group of collectors go through the field, so they say, well, there's nothing left, so even if there is something left, they were miyayish. But that's only the aniyim dehocha, these aniyim here. But what about the aniyim for the next town? Ik aniyim beduch dachrita, the aniyim that live someplace else. They're lo miyashi. They haven't given up hope, so this is a case of yeush lo midas, because they don't know about it. And yet, we clearly say that you're allowed to go and keep it. It is considered hefker. There's a raya to rubber and a kasha on a bite. How would Abaye answer? So Amri Abaye would say, Kivan the Iko Aniyim Hacha, since the Aniyim over here are the ones that normally get the leket, the Aniyim in the other places have already given up hope. Hanach Meikara Ayushe Miyash. If you're collecting in Shtot A, so the Aniyim in Shtot A, and they live in this town, are the ones that will get the leket. The Aniyim in town B, well, by the time we get over there, all the leket's gone anyway. So therefore, the Aniyim have already given up from the other towns of ever getting this leket. The Amrei, Aniyim dehaso melachtilei, because they're going to say, the Aniyim in that town have already collected it. So even if they haven't yet collected it, the Aniyim from the other towns have given up hope. And now, when the Nemushos went through the field, even the Aniyim in this town have now given up hope, and that's why it's Yeush Midas. It's not Yeush Midas, and therefore it's no Raya to Rava, and it's no Kasha on Abaye. So we've given multiple attempts to prove Rava correct, and we have been unsuccessful. We didn't prove him wrong, but we haven't proven him correct, and we certainly have no Kasha on Abaye. Now, we have a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Maestros that seems to be in accord with Abaye and a Kasha on Rava. What's the Mishnah tell us? Toshma. If you have kitsios, if you have cut figs, these are figs that you take off the tree and then you lay them out in order to have them dry out. So kitsios baderech, if you have these cut figs that are on the road, Vafilu bitzad sedei kitzios, and even it's right next to the field that is yours that's growing them. But they're put out there to dry next to the field, not in the field. If you have a fig tree that's hanging out over the road, and then you find figs underneath that tree, in the public area. Anybody's allowed to come along and take these kitzios that are in the public area, or take these figs that are in the public area, and it's not considered gezel. Why? Because the owner has given up hope of ever getting them back. So therefore, there's yeish. Now, he doesn't know about it, so this is yeish lo midas. And it says that you're allowed to go and take it. This seems to be a raya for Rava and a kash on Abaya. But we'll see in a moment that it's not a kash on Abaya. But the second part, which we'll say in a moment, upturus minimaisa. By the way, the ketzios or the figs are also part of minimaisa because they're hefker, and the din is that hefker is part of minimaisa. So the first part seems to be a raya for Rava and a kash on Abaya because it says yeish lo midas, and yet it is considered yeish. So it's a raya to Rava, kash on Abaya. But the second part of the Mishnah, it says, if you're not dealing with figs, the cut figs or the figs that just fell from underneath the tree, but if you're dealing with bezeis, with olives, with charuvim, with boxer, with carobs, so then, usher, then the person who finds it is not allowed again because it's yeush lomidas. And yeush lomidas, lo have a yeush, like Abaya. And the second part of the Mishnah is in support of Abaya and Akash and Rava. Now, the first part we said seemed to be in support of Rava and Akasha and Abaya. Gemara says, no, Bishlama Reisha Abaya Lokasha. The Reisha is, in fact, not Akasha on Abaya. When you have the Ketzios or the Tena Anota Laderech, that's not considered a problem of Yerush Midas because Agav de Chashive, these are very expensive types of things, the cut figs. Well, the Tainos that are no Teladerech, so Mimashrikru, this is like what Rav Yitzchak said before, person's constantly aware of them because they're expensive. And therefore, this is not a Kasha on Abaya, this is not Yehosh Lomidas. So the Reisha is not a Kasha on Abaya and a Raya to Rava. And so too, the case of the Taina, Tainanami, made the Adir the Nasra, person will know that it falls off because he's constantly aware of that. And therefore, there's no Yehosh Lomidas. But the Seifa, Ella Seifa, the case of the olives or of the box, Elisefa, the Rava Kasha, that's a problem for Rava because Diktani, it says, Vizesu, Haruvim, Aser. So therefore, that's Yeyush Shlomi Das. And we see, Lo have a Yeyush, you're not allowed to go and take it, exactly like Abaya, and a Kasha on Rava. So how does Rava answer? So I'm a Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo answers and he says, Rava would say, olives are different. Shiny zeis. Why olives different? Whole the Chazuso Mochiach Olav. When the olives fall off from this tree, they look just like the olives that are on the tree. Apparently, the olive trees are somewhat unique. So you can tell that this olive came from this tree. And therefore, the avogad dinosrin, they say, and even though they fell to the ground, the person basically has a simen on them. Meida yediya duchto de inish inishu. The person will say, listen, my olives on the ground are just like the olives on the tree. As was commonly said, that you can tell the place of a person, duchto de inish inishu, from the area that he's from. A person looks like he's from that area. So too, these olives look like they're from that tree. And therefore, there is no yeshiv because the person says, I essentially have a simen. And that's why Rava would say, in this situation, it's not yeshiv shlomi das. This person has a simen, and there is no yeshiv over here. And that's why you can't go and take it. So Gemara says, Ihachi, I feel a Rishonami. So then why is he only saying this by the zesim and the charuvim? He should say it as well by the ketzios. So Gemara says, no. You can't say it by the Reisha, because Amar Rapapa, Te'ena im Nefilasa nim eses. Because there, when the Te'ena falls on the ground, it's disgusting. It is nim eses. You're not going to want it. And therefore, even though you can tell it, this definitely came from my Te'ena tree, because Dichtu the Inish Inishu, so it's clearly, there would be a simon on it, but it's disgusting. You don't want it. And that's why somebody coming along is allowed to take it. It's because he was mafkarit intentionally, but nothing to do with Yehosh Shlomi Das. So this Mishnah is also not a raya, neither for Abaya, and certainly not for Rav. Okay, try again. Toshma haganov shenot talmizeh v'noasen lezeh. If a ganov took something from Reuven and he gave it to Shimon, or b'chein gazlon shenot talmizeh v'noasen lezeh. A gazlon comes along and took something from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. Now, the difference again between a ganov and a gazlon, just to remind ourselves, is the ganov comes in secretively, surreptitiously. He comes in, he's afraid of the owner, and therefore he goes and steals it without anybody knowing. Whereas the gazlon's a tough guy. He walks up to you and he grabs it from you. And he says, try to take it back for me. So the Ganav or the Gazan that took it from Reuven and gave it to Shimon and returned to Chav Bezim and Aleph. Likewise, if you have the river, the Yarden, the Chen Yarden, Rashi says the same is true for all the other Naharos, but the Tana lived over here by the Yarden, so that's where he's giving us the example. The Yarden, the water overflowed Reuven's area, and it carried his item to Shimon's area. So this is considered taken away from Reuven in any of the three cases, the Ganav, the Gazlan, or the Yarden, and it now belongs to Shimon. So it's taken away from Reuven, and in fact belongs to Shimon. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Gazlan v'Yarden, the case of the Gazlan, where the guy took it from him, and the guy essentially knows he's not getting it back, this is a tough guy. And the Yarden, he sees the river overflowing, says, I'm never getting it back. The Kochazi Luhu, he sees this being taken from him, umiyash, and he gives up hope. So fine, everybody agrees, in that situation, it now belongs to Shimon. But by the case of the Ganav, Eleganav, Mi Kochazi Leidim Miyaish. This guy came in at night, he came in secretively, he came in without anybody knowing about it. So there was no knowledgeable Yeush. This is Yeush Shalomi Das. And yet it says that it belongs to Shimon. So this is a Kasha on a Bayu, says Yeush Shalomi Das. Lo have Yeush. Here, clearly, this Bryce is talking about a case of Yeush Shalomi Das. And it tells us heavy Yeush, exactly like Rava, and a Kasha on a Bayu. So therefore, Eleganov, Miko Chazi Leidim Yeush. So we answer up for a bayit. Tirgum Rapapa. Rapapa would explain, no, we're dealing over here with this Ganav. It's not a regular Ganav who comes in surreptitiously at night. It's dealing bilistim mizuyin. It's dealing with armed robbers. So you know who's taking it from you. And therefore, that's why he's miyayish. Or says, then what's the difference? Ihachi, hainu gaza. So how is listim mizuyin any different than the Gazlan, the tough guy that comes up to you? So Gemara says, no, Trey Gavne Gazlan. There are two different types of Gazlanim. There's the Gazlan that needs a gun, and there's the Gazlan, basically, that doesn't need a gun. So they're both taking stuff from you, but the guy with the gun, the list of Mizuyan, they're not so open and not so quick to take it from you because they want to catch you when nobody else is around. Whereas the Gazlan walks right up to you and grabs it for him and says, try to take it back from me. So therefore, Trey Gavne Gazlan. And therefore, that explains it's not a case of Yer Shlomi Das. And we have no proof to Rava and no Kasha on Abaye. A good break point over here. We'll continue with this discussion in tomorrow's shiur. We'll eventually come to the conclusion that we paskin like Abaye, Yeush Lomidas, Lo Heve Yeush. Have a wonderful day.